Moments with Mama Daff, which I'm very excited for today. So welcome, Pastor Daphne, to the show. So good to have you again.
Thank you so much. I love being here with you.
I'll tell you, I love it too. And I'm sure like a lot of our listeners, I've been getting messages from people saying, we really love this. Please keep it going. You know, even specifically about the wisdom, the practical steps that we can actually take to really make sure that we're walking just like Jesus walked. It's been absolutely amazing. So I actually just want to jump straight into it. We have... Okay. A scripture that we've been reading in John 15:10, it says, if you keep my commandments, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live on in it, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and live on in his love. And I love this aspect on living in this desired place that God really wants us to live in, which is love. And so I just wanted to ask you, how do we define the boundaries of love? How can we define boundaries, not only in our relationship with God, but in our relationships with people?
Okay, well, boundaries are one of the most important aspects of any situation in your life or in your relationships. And a lack of boundaries can wreak complete havoc and chaos in your life, which distracts you from being able to keep his commandments and walk closely with him. So boundaries bring safety, excuse me, and boundaries also bring like an order to your life. Personal boundaries are the rules or the limits or the guidelines for your life or your relationships. They protect your values, your morals, and your identity. They bring reassurance, acceptance, and they keep those same like cycles and those same patterns and those triggers from happening in your life over and over again. They protect your heart. They help people to know exactly what this relationship looks like, what it stands for, and most importantly, how two individuals or even in a situation, how it will all operate together. And people know what's expected of them, and you feel confident knowing what's expected of you because of the boundaries.
Come on.
So one key to healthy boundaries is understanding the difference between expectation versus agreement. Expectation, you have three different types. One is a false expectation, one is a spoken expectation, and one is an unspoken expectation. But expectation is a problem in any situation. If you have a false expectation, that's where you're falsely expecting something out of someone or some situation. It's your hope that something good is going to happen, but it doesn't. It's you thinking. It's just thinking that something is supposed to happen one way, and it doesn't happen according to the way that you want it to, or the way that you understand it and think that it's supposed to go. So that expectation was false.
Yeah.
A second type of hindering expectation is even a spoken expectation. And are we still there? Okay.
Yes.
And a spoken expectation is even if you state what your expectation is in a situation or in a relationship or what you expect out of somebody, but it's not agreed upon by the other person, then that expectation becomes pressure or controlling and dominating. And it sounds something like, I expect you to, I expect you to blank, or I expected you to blah, blah, blah. And that type of spoken expectation also hinders relationships and situations.
Can I just interrupt you for a second? I have a question about this because when you're laying down your boundaries, you're obviously wanting to stay in this love. You want the best for your relationship. But laying down a boundary and actually speaking about it, how do we go about doing that without it compromising or ending up in like this big blow up? You know, like when you, I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, well, what we're talking about is boundaries and understanding the difference between an expectation and an agreement. That's the most important thing.
No.
So expectation now ends up, I'm sorry, hold on one second. expectation now becomes a problem because you're expecting it out of one of those three areas instead of actually having an agreement. So agreement means where you've communicated clearly, you understand each other, you know exactly what you're agreeing to do, and that is setting the boundary. And that's what will keep you from falling into expectation. Expectation basically says this equals that. If you do this, then that means that. And that can be, again, a false expectation, an unspoken expectation, or even a spoken expectation. But what we want to move is out of expectation and into agreement, where you sit down and you communicate clearly and say, okay, I'm not expecting this of you, but this is what I'm asking us to agree upon so that it can bring safety. I know exactly what is needed for me. You know exactly what is needed for you in order to make this relationship situation work. So the most practical step in all of this is to be able to take a look at your own personal this equals that expectations, and then understand that this doesn't always equal that for the other person. Rather have an agreement with the other person and get out of all the false, unspoken, or even spoken and demanded expectations and move yourself into agreements in your relationships. That sets up a healthy boundary because you both agreed.
Amen. Well, I'm gonna have to cut us short right there. And I think this topic we can definitely carry on because it's a meaty one. So I definitely think that we can carry on with this next week. So if you are listening and you found this very, very insightful, just like I have, please log on to our website at www.impactradio.co.za, and we'll be able to post up this moment with Mama Daff on boundaries. Mama Daff, thank you so much again for just being here with us on air. It's tremendous. It really is such tremendous advice about this. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, and see you again next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.